Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. We are continuing in our study of Christian parenting, the discipling of tender hearts. The scripture is filled with exhortations and admonitions to parents to be very diligent in training up their child in the way that they should go. And God wants us to be godly child trainers, bringing up our children in a biblical and sound way, in an environment of love and protection. And today I'm continuing in addressing the subject of the true needs of children. Yesterday we talked about the fact that the primary need of children is that of love, and that one of the areas where love is shown and vitally needed is the area of physical affection from the parents. Whether you're the father or the mother, it's very important, whether you have boys or girls or both, that you show physical affection to your children. The second point in the area of showing of love to a child is in the arena of parental acceptance instead of rejection when a child does not do the right thing. The scripture tells us that foolishness is bound up in the heart of a child, but the rod of discipline will drive it far from him. And this scripture simply tells us that foolishness, which is the opposite of wisdom, is what is in a child. The child does not have wisdom. The parent's responsibility and duty before the Lord is to train the child in the wisdom of God so that they can operate in life in a wise and discerning manner. But until they are trained, they will do foolish things. They will think foolishly about situations. They'll react foolishly. And it's the parent's responsibility to correct that and train them in what would be a proper and right and moral response in every situation. The problem that I've seen so often is that parents will struggle in how to show acceptance at the same time as they have to correct a child when the child is making a mistake in some area. And as I mentioned yesterday, I've observed parents trying to train their child not to do a certain thing, but taking it from the completely the wrong perspective. I've heard young mothers say to their little child, "I don't like you anymore because you did that." The idea I'm sure that they're trying to impart is that they don't approve of the child's behavior. However, what the parent's actually communicating is, "I'm rejecting you because you're not perfect. I'm rejecting you because you're not performing the way I want you to." That message is not a message of love. It's a message of rejection. God wants you as a parent to have the wisdom of God to do things God's way. God corrects people, but he always loves them. God trains a person or disciplines them when it's necessary. When they're making mistakes in their life, God will bring a discipline forth in their life. But he never rejects them. He loves them still. And in fact, the scripture says that the parent who loves his child will discipline him, but the father who hates his son doesn't discipline him. So we know that discipline or correction and training and love are one and the same. The problem is that oftentimes parents will make that error of associating their rejection of the child with the rejection of their bad behavior. Don't make that mistake. The child needs to know that they are secure in your love even when they make mistakes or don't do the right thing, but that you love them enough to discipline them. When our son was young, we used to say to him when we had to discipline him, and he was a strong-willed child and very intelligent and would think of things and do things that sometimes were not right, and I would say to him, "I love you, and I'm disciplining you because I love you, because I'm training you to be a man of God and a gentleman." And I would give him his discipline. When he was younger, I would spank him, or his father would spank him with a wooden spoon. And then we would sit him down and tell him, "We love you, and hug him right after the discipline so that we made sure he never associated his wrong behavior with us rejecting him. We always loved him, even though he made mistakes, and told him we were committed to training him up to be a man of God and a gentleman, which was what I would say to him each time I had to discipline him in that way. So it's very important that you're always expressing your love through your acceptance of your child, even when they aren't doing the right thing, but at the same time, you are able to express correction or training them to not do those improper behaviors that perhaps that they are doing. The other point that I want to bring to your attention in the area of the true need of children being loved is that it's very important for a child to feel your approval of them as a person. Not just your acceptance, you love them, but your approval. You approve of who they are. You approve of what they're like. And you may have several children and they all have different personalities. My parents had six children and guaranteed all six were different. Different personalities, different giftings, different strengths, different weaknesses. And they had that challenge of dealing equally with all and yet uniquely with each one with their various personality types and differences. And yet somehow they were able to communicate their approval to each and every one, though we were all quite different. So I want to encourage you. It's vital for you to express your approval of who they are as a person. God created your child unique. They may be very high energy, and that may be a challenge for you as a parent, but you can express your approval with loving verbal words of praise for your child, even in all their uniqueness and their high energy, or maybe they're a quiet child. It's very important for you to express your approval, your blessing, your words of praise to them. That you approve of just who they are, who God created them to be, and that it's completely regardless of their behavior, whether they act perfectly, whether they bring home A's or they bring home B's. Your approval's not based on their performance. That is a very important thing for you to express your love and your parental approval, not based on their performance, but just based on who God created them to be. Otherwise, you are in danger of raising up a child who feels the pressure of having to perform in order to get parental approval. We live in a society that emphasizes performance almost above all things, and they reward performance and they reward achievement. And if you can't achieve or perform, you're pushed to the side. That cannot be so in a Christian home. Children will perform and achieve at different levels. We need to show our approval to all of our children and bless them for who God created them to be. This is a sign of love, and your child will feel emotionally secure if you do not base your approval on their performance. And then the last thing in this area is this, that it's important for your child to see you forgive and restore them when they have made a mistake. And that's a act of love on your part. It's what God does for us. He forgives and he restores us even when we've committed the most horrendous sin in his sight. He still will show us fatherly, loving forgiveness and restoration. It's important that you develop a way for your child to receive your forgiveness and you restore them right back to where they were in the family so that they do not feel rejected or they can never live up to your expectations once they failed. So it's important that you know how to restore your child so that they don't feel the stigma of failure over them. Two other areas of the true needs of children are that of security and control. Security, by security, I simply mean that the child needs to feel the security of parental protection, both physical protection and emotional safety. They need to feel that they are protected by their parents. Don't put your child in a situation where they're very insecure of their physical safety or their emotional safety. And let me just make this admonition to you today. Be very, very wise and discerning who you allow your children to spend time with. I have friends who regret, believe me, to this day, a mistake that they made in allowing their child to be at a certain person's home. And the child ended up getting molested. And this was a Christian family. Both families were Christians, but one of the family members had a problem. And this was devastating, obviously, to the child. Now, the Christian parents of the child who was hurt were devastated, and of course this is devastating to the child, and yet the parents had had a check in their spirit, a little, that little inward witness that maybe this wasn't such a good idea, even though they knew the people and everything. You need to be discerning and ask God for wisdom before you ever leave your child anywhere besides your own care. You have to pray, because it's your responsibility as a parent to protect your child physically, emotionally, and to be wise. The need for security in a child is very great. Be wise. Ask the Lord always before you let anyone babysit and before you let the child ever spend the night at someone else's house or even spend any hours at someone's house. Prayerfully make that consideration. You will not regret it, because you can't take that situation back once it's occurred. It's better to be overly cautious than to be have the child become wounded in some way. Security is a great need of children. And so stability in their home life, the child needs to feel that they're secure. Bill Gothard once said a very profound thing at his basic youth conflicts. He said that the greatest gift a father can give to their children is to love their mother. And that was a profound statement. The child will feel so secure if he sees the parents have a very solid relationship that is brings tremendous emotional security and protection into that child's life. That's all the time we have for today. This is Rita Langland encouraging you. The Word of God is full of wisdom for you to raise your children in a wise way in a wicked generation. Have a victorious week.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.